I think that Firestorm has done some phenomenal work. The fact that they have such a large fraction of the Second Life user base using their viewer as their primary viewer is a testament to the quality of their work. They have somewhat different priorities than we do. They don't need to worry as much about the initial user experience as we do. They can assume a higher level of familiarity and a greater comfort with setting a zillion different options than we're comfortable with. On the other hand, a lot of things that they've developed, we're happy to integrate into our viewer, and we do that fairly often.
I just want to add that we have a very symbiotic relationship with the Firestorm team, and we work closely with them. Obviously, they pay close attention to the work we are doing and frequently contribute back the changes that they've made and participate in discussions about whether a certain feature will fit in the Second Life viewer or whether it's better because of a specificity of that feature to remain in just the Firestore viewer. In general, there's just this really positive energy with how the third-party viewer community works together and together with Linden.
I'd also just call out for special attention the Firestorm support volunteer team. They are phenomenal at alerting us to problems that have come up with a new release or a new simulator or whatever it is. It's not at all unusual for the first quality reports of an ongoing problem out there on the grid to be coming to us through the Firestorm support team, and we really appreciate the fact they do that, and they do a good job of sort of triaging the issue and understanding what exactly it is. They're a huge help. We get contributions from many of the third-party viewers. We've just kicked off a project with the author of the Black Dragon viewer to integrate a feature that he did some months ago. We're going to be incorporating that into the Labs viewer. And we get fixes from most of the third-party viewer projects regularly. That's a great thing. Having that diversity out there and having different viewers that serve different audiences is great.
I think the overarching answer is it's doing what open source is supposed to do, and we are happy to foster that.